Hi there. The word for you today is learn to say enough. In Matthew 14, verse 23, we read, after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Jesus dismissed a crowd of fans and listeners in order to spend time with his Father in prayer. And as a result, when he returned to the crowd, he was empowered to work miracles. Think about it. Before an airliner takes off, the flight attendant will tell you that if the plane gets into trouble, you should secure your own oxygen mask before attempting to help others with theirs. And that's right. I mean, unless you are getting enough oxygen, you won't be able to help them. So let me ask you a question. Are your own needs being met? If not, it's time to start taking care of yourself before you burn out, because if you do that, you'll be no good to anybody. You can't travel quietly through life just hoping that people will recognize when your plate's full. They won't. So speak up, or they'll just keep pouring on more problems, pressures, and responsibilities. Personal empowerment begins by taking control of your own life. Overloaded people fail at marriage, ministry, and management. They fail at parenting, partnership, and personal endeavors. Like an airplane, if you carry too much baggage, you won't get off the ground. When you're motivated by the need to please others or impress them, you often end up taking on too much, and as a result, you fail to reach the heights that God planned for you. Or you crash because you ignored your limitations. Listen to me. Every situation that arises doesn't warrant your personal attention, and every need that arises, you're not called to meet it. Was Jesus misunderstood when he dismissed the crowd? Probably. And you'll have to make that same decision too. You see, people who don't recognize your needs and respect your goals will drain you, divert you, and keep you grounded. So what's the answer? Give what you can and learn when to say enough. Okay? That's the word for you today.